Watch out! It's the next crop! Great new Australian music.
Oh, God!
On Triple J.
Hey, I'm Dan.
And I'm Dan as well.
And we're from Leader Cheetah. We're a four-piece rock band.
Barroom, country, pop.
Indie.
Rock band.
This band all started about the demise of an old band I was in. I kind of asked Dan Pash here to join that band just as it was in its kind of last stages because I knew that it was probably about to evolve, kind of morph into something else. And I'd had a bunch of songs up my sleeve that were leaning towards a slightly more sentimental, I wouldn't really say country, I wouldn't really say folk because they're a bit too kind of upbeat for that.
More melodic based, more exclusively melodic without any of the kind of bombast and indie dance trickery of your previous combo.
Yeah, just straight up classic songwriting type thing.
Did you talk about a musical vision for the band when you started?
Not greatly. I mean, we kind of did. You know, we just kind of let the songs see where they would take us and they just lent towards more, I guess, it's a very buzzy genre at the moment, but they did seem to lean a little bit more towards like the 70s kind of folk rock kind of thing. But at the same time, we realised it's very important to keep it original and fresh and, you know, definitely try to not so much put a modern stamp on it, but just to be completely honest.
Yeah, our only preconception was to sort of have as few preconceptions as possible.
Did the 70s actually play a role in your early music starting points?
I think they played a role. More importantly, they kind of played a role in our friendship because when Dan and I first met, there was very little of the 70s in anything musical that we were doing at the time. I was in a pretty harsh guitar punk band and Dan was in a sort of indie pop combo. And we just sort of became friends from just getting drunk and both realizing that we loved Neil Young and certain other...
The band.
Yeah, certain other classic songwriters of that sort of era. And that was the beginning of the whole thing, just sort of sitting, talking late into the night, gradually less coherently about all of these great singers and songwriters. And then I think that was why when Dan came up with some of these more classic sort of melodic-based songs, he felt that he could sort of come to me and I would have some sort of sympathy for what he was trying to do.
Is there anything about that era and that style that really you connect with?
Definitely, without question. I mean, I just think it's such a timeless kind of beautiful sound. A lot of that kind of West Coast kind of sound. I mean, I personally even like a bit of the more cheesy stuff, you know, like the Eagles and stuff like that. But I just think a lot of fantastic music came out in the 70s. The honesty of a lot of the songwriters and also just the sound, like the production sound, is just pretty timeless.
I think the general flavour of the music at the time speaks to the kind of possibility that was inherent in the musical and artistic kind of landscape at the time. It was kind of on the... You had all of that freedom in the 60s and it was just before the excess that came along with too much freedom began to be a problem.
Where do you fit into the live scene in Adelaide? What else is going on musically in that town at the moment?
This year, I mean, we've kind of been lucky enough to play some big supports and things like Big Day Out and stuff like that. We haven't played a bunch of smaller shows, but, you know, there is a good vibe in Adelaide. There's more venues opening up all the time.
It's pretty tight-knit, pretty supportive in general, I'd say. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we certainly have no shortage of friends who are also in bands, and, you know, there's great bands like No Through Road and Birth Glow, and, you know, there's a great crop of young talent coming through with guys like Skeletons and...
Thunderclaw
are definitely ones to watch. Yeah, it's actually pretty exciting. I mean, Adelaide does tend to get a bit of a bad rap sometimes, and it's an exciting time to be from our town. We like it here. We're not going anywhere.
Bloodlines, that's taken from the new album. Tell us a bit about that.
Bloodlines, that was literally the first song that was written for this new band. It was one of those songs that just came to me as I was driving along. The opening lines, most of the lyrics all kind of came together. And the chorus, you know, I was actually channeling Dinosaur Jr. a little bit when I first came up with the chorus, and it was this, we were jamming, and it was this massive kind of thing where Dan Pasch was doing this kind of maskacy guitar stuff, and then we just thought, oh, it's a little over the top, it's a bit full on, and then we kind of, then we sorted out the harmonies and stuff and turned it into a bit more of a just a golden kind of pop song.
Yeah, it's kind of the best parts of the band for me in a nutshell. It was just really happy sort of time. It was the tune that kind of sold me on Dan's songwriting. It's really, it's got everything that's kind of really interesting about the band and makes it unique.